In this episode, we talk about learning to be okay with it when our expectations fail us as stepmoms, even when we're in our bathroom floor moments.
I'm Cameron. I spent years building my career and creating a life I loved. And when my Prince Charming finally showed up, he had four kids in tow. Fast forward through lots of mistakes made and lessons learned, step-family life was much more complicated than I realized. If you're looking for help with blended family life, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Stepmom Diaries, where we keep it real as we dish about all the things. This is your weekly dose of blended family inspiration and encouragement. You're not the wicked stepmother, so let me help you find your fairy tale ending. Come on, let's do this.
Welcome, welcome. Today's guest is step-parent coach Amelia Lane of The Art of Blended Chaos. Amelia has been one of our featured experts inside the Step Family Circle membership, which is, if you're not familiar with it, our monthly membership for members of step families. Inside the membership, our members get 3 live calls a month, 2 coaching calls, and 1 interview with an expert, where we bring in a top step family expert to answer our members' questions live, which is what Amelia did a few months ago. In the membership, you also get access to courses and a huge amount of bonuses, plus new resources that are added monthly. All in all, we make sure that you have the tools you need to cope with anything and everything step family life throws at you. So if you want to learn more about the membership, just head over to stepfamilycircle.com and I will link to it in the show notes as well. But let's get back to Amelia. Along with being a certified step family coach, Amelia is also a second wife, mother of 2, and stepmom of 1. She and her husband have been together 12 years, married for 7. They each brought a daughter into the relationship and then added an hours baby to the mix 8 years ago. Amelia is also a child of divorce, growing up in a single parent home with 2 half siblings that lived in the other parent's home. Along with her specialized education, Amelia's biggest asset to coaching is that she has lived through multiple stepfamily situations, which gives her many different perspectives when she is working with clients. Prior to coaching, Amelia graduated as a personal support worker and spent 12 years working in long-term care, caring for the elderly, as well as a variety of homes for special care where she assisted psychiatric patients with daily living needs. After struggling with happiness and peace in her own stepfamily, overcoming jealousy, insecurity in her role as a second wife and stepmom, loneliness, frustration, hurt, grief, and resentment, Amelia was able to overcome those obstacles. And having a lifelong passion for helping others led her to become a certified stepfamily coach. And her goal is to assist her clients in learning how to cope with and overcome their unique stepfamily challenges. I am so glad to have Amelia here with us. So let's jump right in. Amelia, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah. So I always start out with my guests. I love to ask, what is your stepmom origin story? So tell me how you met your husband, how you became a stepmom, and all the things.
Yeah, so, to backtrack, I was actually a stepmom before I was a stepmom in this relationship. But that experience was really, really different because I was much younger, in my very early 20s, and I didn't have any children of my own. So I was in that relationship for a few years, had my daughter, and that just kind of didn't work out. But what I do focus on is talking about my experience in stepmotherhood now in my current relationship. So yeah, I met my husband, I think almost 20 years ago. We were friends. Went our separate ways. He got married. I was engaged. We both had families. Obviously those didn't work out and we reconnected. I moved to his town that he lived in. And into the wife or the house that he bought with his ex-wife. So that was probably one of the biggest challenges I faced very early on in my journey. And he had a daughter that is 4 months older than my daughter. So basically we had little twins running around. They were 2 years old.
Oh, wow. So
that's just kind of how it all worked out.
Well, so what an interesting background that you were a stepmom. You've been a stepmom twice.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about how that has informed your coaching, because that I feel like is a really valuable experience to bring to people, because, I mean, I know this is my first go around with step parenting, and I think that's a really unique point of view to bring in, to have done this before and have had it go wrong and then do it, you know, this time and have things go in a different way.
Yeah, it was really different because that experience, that person was in a very high conflict situation with their ex, which I've come to learn was more him than her. But anyway, besides the point. I didn't have a lot of involvement in, I never spoke to her. I never saw the ex. None of that ever occurred. Because all of the drop-offs and pickups occurred in a public place with somebody else overseeing it because it was so high conflict. The kids were 5 and 7 at the time when we got together. I think because I was so young too, and I hadn't been a parent yet to any of my own children, I didn't really know what I was doing. And I kind of did take it on as more of like a, I'll just be the fun big sister that they come and see, you know, every other weekend or whatever the schedule was back then. And we'll just have fun together and I'll learn to be their friend. And that's kind of the role that I took on through that whole relationship, because I didn't have involvement with their mother. I didn't, you know, text her about any concerns with school or anything like that, because it was just very, very separate because of the high conflict. So in that regard, it was almost easier because I was just this fun big sister type person that just always had fun with the kids, and we went and did fun things. And I wasn't really in the nitty gritty of parenting per se. And then when I got with my now husband and I had a daughter of my own, and his daughter was the same age, and I felt like when she came here, you know, it was my job to just be the mom. You know, I had to take on the role of parenting her and taking care of her and doing all the things. And I think in my early days, I really took that to the next level, sometimes too much, overstepping. When I look back on it now, I look back at how much overstepping I did and where I could, if I had the chance to go back, how I would have taken steps back much sooner. And not to say, like, I wasn't doing things purposely to irritate people. I just really felt like, oh, you know, his daughter is here with us. It's my job. I'm her mom here. And I do this for my daughter. So why wouldn't I do it for her? You know, things like that. And that's where everything just kind of got mixed up and went really wrong.
It's so common, I think, for stepmoms to feel like, okay, you know, here's this child that, you know, maybe, you know, isn't getting what they should from the other house. And, you know, they come to your house and you're like, okay, so I'm going to take care of this child and I'm going to be all the things. And then we put so much pressure on ourselves to be the, you know, the super mom or the super stepmom and, you know, then do all the things. And I don't know, did you have a point where, you know, when you sort of had this realization, I mean, I know we always call it like our bathroom floor moment. You know what I mean? Did you have one of those?
Oh yeah. Like after our son was born and things just kind of became, I don't know, like, I don't want to say high conflict, but there was just a lot of negativity going back and forth between the two homes. There was just a lot. And there came to be a point where it was to the point where either something was going to change or this was all going to end. Like my marriage was going to fail. This family wouldn't work. And one day I was like, okay, like you have to start looking at this differently. You have to start dealing with these conflicts differently, like you have to do something different. That's not to say that everything was my fault, but what I was doing in the situations wasn't working. So I knew I had a responsibility to change how I was doing that.
Yeah, I love that you clarified that it wasn't your fault, because I think that we do put so much pressure on ourselves as stepmoms that I think when we get to that bathroom floor moment, yes, there are things that we need to do to address how we're feeling and, mm-hmm. you know, how we're handling things and processing things. But it's not your fault as a step parent. Like, you're in this situation that you've all of a sudden lost a lot of your control. And why do you think, because I do think that so many of us have had our bathroom floor moments. I know I have. Why do we let it get to that point?
Well, number one, I think that people don't realize that there's resources like us out there to even help you.
Yeah.
And number two, I just think there's so many unrealistic expectations that we have, like that we put on ourselves. Like I was saying, like I have this expectation that, oh, my stepdaughter is here and, you know, I'm the mother. And so I have to do all these things. And then mm-hmm. I wasn't getting the recognition. I wasn't making the connection with her that I had assumed, because I'm, you know, being the mom. So I assumed that we'd grow this bond like I had in my previous relationship with my previous stepdaughter. And it wasn't working. And it was like, so I had this expectation that wasn't being met, which was making me feel like, what's wrong with me? What am I doing wrong? You know, she hates me. The ex has turned her against me, like all of these things. Right. And yeah, I had no idea that there was such a thing as a step-parent coach, a stepmom coach, an online community of people that, you know, were experiencing what I was. I thought that I was literally the only person on the planet that was going through this, and I was doing it all wrong. Because, you know, the other thing is I saw my parents separate and my mom move on and have more children. And that experience was not my experience. Like my dad always came to my mom's parents' house for Christmas, and he would even come to my sister's birthday parties. And, you know, like everyone just, I don't know that everyone liked each other, but everyone got along for the sake of me. And that just wasn't how it was in my experience. So I just kept thinking, like, what am I doing? Like, what is wrong with me? Without realizing that there wasn't necessarily anything wrong with me. It was the expectations that I had that I was going to instantly connect with this little girl that wasn't mine, that, you know, I was going to be appreciated for all the things that I was doing, that our relationship was going to, you know, we were just going to be a happy family, without realizing that, like, that's not how it works, you know, that's only how it works in movies. But the reality is it can be tough. And I think if people could go into step families knowing that and being armed with tools to help them, it would feel a lot less overwhelming. Like, it would feel like this is hard, but there is hope and there is answers, right? Without just feeling so isolated and depressed.
I think that's so true. And I always get, I don't know about you, but I always get so excited when a new stepmom has found me and they haven't like moved in together yet or gotten married. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you found a resource like before you got into all this. It's amazing. Cause I didn't have that either.
Yes. I worked with a woman like that specifically who I don't even know how she found me, but yeah, we had quite a few sessions together to just get her all sorted out. And then she went off into the world and yeah, I felt proud to be able to help her. Yeah, but normally, yes, it is stepmoms who find us that are already in the thick of it and like, you know, help.
They're in crisis. Yeah. Yeah. The expectations game, I mean, that is huge, I think, for stepmoms. And I think it's, you know, there's sort of this larger problem that I think every member of a step family, but, you know, the couples really as they go into it, I think people don't often think about the fact that the second family is so different than the first family. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, absolutely.
In the first, Yeah. Like in the first family, you have, you know, you either get married or move in together or whatever, you know, partner up, and you have a period of time before kids come along where you can do that, you know, bonding as a couple and all the things. And the kids come and things, you know, get harder as they do with parenting and all of that. But when you're jumping into a step family, all of that stuff comes at the front end.
Yeah.
And it's almost like the reverse. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I don't think that enough of it's just not something, it's not something I considered when I became a stepmom. I don't know about you. I mean,
no.
You know, I think the expectations thing is really hard. I mean, I had visions of like these Norman Rockwell holiday dinners and like
Absolutely.
Starting our new family traditions and we were going to all get along and, you know.
like I said, my dad used to come to my mom's parents for Christmas. So like in my mind, that's maybe it wasn't going to happen the first or second year, but in my mind, like that was going to happen. We were going to have Christmas together and, you know, just do things as a whole entire family. I didn't consider the fact that I really struggled with insecurity, especially because I moved into the house that my husband shared with his wife at the time. Like that was very, very tough for me. So I had a lot of insecurity, which didn't allow me to be open to having a relationship with her in the way that I had expected I would. And of course, I didn't realize all of these things in the moment. You know, it took me a long time to recognize what was going on within me. And being honest with myself, that was another thing that I think I found really difficult, was to be honest that I was struggling, to be honest that I was feeling jealous. You know, I didn't want to think of myself as like, you know, I'm jealous of his ex-wife, but I was, you know.
Which, by the way, is totally natural.
It is totally natural. But again, like I didn't have anything or anyone to relate to. And like, so I didn't know. And I kept that all to myself because I wouldn't dare, you know, talk about that to anyone because, you know, it was really uncomfortable. But again, you know, once I found this world of stepmoms on the internet too, and it was like, oh, there's so many people that feel just like me, which also gave me the courage to start sharing my story so that I can help other people realize that, yeah, jealousy and insecurity, they're okay to feel. In fact, it's great when you can recognize it because then you can work through it and get past it, right? You're not going to stay stuck
in
this, you know, horrible feeling all the time.
Totally. And I love that approach. That's something that I always share with my clients too, that like you know, once you realize the feeling that's there, like sit with it for a minute and accept it, and then let's work on overcoming it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think there's shame around being jealous and shame around being insecure. And so people
totally
in general don't want to admit that they have those feelings. So yeah, I think it's something that it's important to talk about and so that we can have happier stepmoms.
Well, and add that to the shame around just being a stepmom, right?
Yeah.
And how many of the stepmoms listening today, like, think about it, how often, even just the simple question of, do you have kids? How do you answer that? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there is just a lot of shame around being well, I'm not a real mom. I shouldn't celebrate Mother's Day. I'm not a real mom. Well, you know, we have the kids, but I'm not their real mom.
We were at a fall fair. I think the girls were probably 5. They were in school. They'd made friends in school. We were at a fall fair and my stepdaughter saw a friend of hers from her school. Our girls went to different schools. And she said, oh, that's so-and-so. And I was like, oh, okay, well, let's go and say hi. And so we walk over, myself, my husband, I think I was carrying my son, and the girls. And my stepdaughter says, oh, hi, whatever her name was, Susie. And the mom turns around and she goes, oh, hi, I'm so-and-so, little Susie's mom, and reaches her hand out to my husband and shakes his hand and literally just looks me up and down and doesn't say a word. And I'm like,
wow,
thank you. And that was a moment where I felt so much shame to be a stepmom because it was like, you know, every thing that that woman thought about stepmoms, like that she'd seen in movies or maybe she had her own experiences, was like all came at me in this one moment. And I will never forget how it felt.
Yeah. Shame on her. Mm-hmm. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's going to stuff where the, you know, school events and where you run into the other parents, it's always a little tricky. I feel like, especially when it's a high conflict or a testy relationship with mm-hmm. the kid's mom, because it's like, it brings out all those insecurities. And, mm-hmm. you know, I know I walked into some events like early on and I'm like, okay, so I don't know any of these other parents. What do they know about me? Yeah. What do they think about me? What's been said about me? You know what I mean? And it just sort of brings yeah. out all of the worst and
kind of like imposter syndrome kind of thing. Like, you know, at a school concert, like why
totally
should I be here? You know, because like you said, like, oh, I don't know these other parents and, you know, the mom is here and she probably talks to them on the schoolyard every day at pickup. And, you know, they're probably all staring at me, you know, that kind of it. Yeah. It's very uncomfortable.
It is. It's a real powerful thing to be able to overcome that and walk in with your head held high and think, you know, okay, here I am, you know, I don't care. How long did it take you to get to that, to feeling like that?
Oh, it took a while, a long time. Like I can remember just going to like the meet the teacher nights and standing with my husband and, you know, the ex, and they'd introduce themselves and I'd be like, I'm the stepmom, you know? And again, there was shame associated with me saying that to the teacher, because I would then think, well, do they wonder why what I'm doing here? Or do they want to talk to me? Like, you know, where I genuinely did want to be there and I want to see the classroom and see who was, you know, with my stepdaughter all day and see her work and how was she doing and all of the things. Right. But, yeah, it took me a long time, but I think what we have to remember, and this came to me at a school concert that my stepdaughter was in, as uncomfortable as it was for me to be there, I have to remember that looking back, she'll remember that I was there, that I cared enough, you know, as an adult, when she realizes some of the, you know, complicated feelings that came along with this role, she'll realize that despite that, I still showed up for her, you know, so it's kind of playing the long game type deal there. Right.
I was just going to say that, you know, it is so playing the long game.
Yeah. But that being said, I think too, we need to recognize that sometimes stepmoms aren't in the right headspace to do those types of things. And that's okay too. Right. And we shouldn't put shame or make stepmoms feel bad if they don't feel that they're emotionally in a space where they can go to the school concert or the meet the teacher or the whatever, right? Everybody's
absolutely
unique. And I think that's why coaching is really important too, because we can help you work through those unique challenges, right? It's not a one-size-fits-all solution for everybody. And that's just my experience. And that's the way I look at it at that particular school concert, is I know my daughter or my stepdaughter will appreciate that in the future.
It is the long game. And you're right. There's no one size fits all. It sure would be easier if there were, right?
Definitely would be.
But there's not. We're all, yeah, we've all got our unique dynamics and things that, you know, we're dealing with. Tell me a little bit about how your relationship with the ex has evolved. Because I know, you know, moving into the house that she used to occupy with your husband must have been tricky, to say that's probably like the understatement of the year, but yeah. Tell me about how that has evolved over the years.
Yeah, I think, like I said, right away, I had this expectation that, you know, looking at through my parents' situation, I had this expectation of like, that's how it would be for me, right? Like we were just going to get along, that like my stepdad and my dad get along great. So I just had this idea. So I think off the bat, maybe not like right away, there was definitely like probably a year before I spoke to her like face to face, or through text or anything. But yeah, then I think I just wanted to jump into like, okay, let's just be friends. You know, and I have no hard feelings against you, and you should have none towards me, and we're just parenting this kid together, so like, let's just get along. And I think we both tried that, but I think we both had things that we needed to work on. And so even though we would try, like, it wouldn't stick and it wouldn't work. I can remember being in her house when my stepdaughter was really sick one time, and she wasn't going to come to us for her visit. She was just going to stay with her mom, but we wanted to see her. So we stopped in and had a coffee or something. And it was my first time being in the ex's house, like sitting in her home. And I was trying so hard to be okay with it. But I wasn't. I was very uncomfortable, and I was watching my husband's eyes, and is he looking at her, and is she looking at him, and how are they talking to each other? I was so insecure that, like, I couldn't be friends with her. I couldn't be in her home. I couldn't do the things that I expected that I would do. And I can't speak for her, but I think that she probably had some things that she needs to work on as well in order for her to be able to reach that level. And she, I'm assuming, wasn't there either.
Which is all okay, right? Like,
totally okay. Yeah. I said, back then I didn't recognize, like, I wasn't willing to like see that I was jealous. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's so hard to describe. So I think we've kind of just kept a friendly distance. We communicated when we need to about, I don't know, Christmas, school, birthdays, you know, changes in schedules. There was a point in time where it was just easier for me to be the one to communicate about if a change needed to be made or a time needed to be different. It was easier for me. It did get to a point where I had a lot of concerns about my stepdaughter's education, and I was trying to voice those, but she wasn't willing to hear what I was saying. And I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And that caused a lot of friction between us. And my husband, it's not that he doesn't care about his daughter, because he does, but he doesn't enjoy conflict. He's one of those dads that likes to just keep the peace, whatever is going to keep the peace. And the way I see it is that he feels like her mother, you know, she's parenting the majority of the time, and she saw the situation differently and saw the way she wanted to deal with it. And he was letting her do that. And I wasn't okay with it at all. So again, looking back, I overstepped quite a lot, and I caused a lot of conflict, and I hurt my own feelings a whole lot. Because it felt to me like my husband wasn't standing up for me. It felt like I wasn't being heard. I felt like nobody cared about my stepdaughter. Again, then I had a realization a long ways in that she has two parents. She has two parents that care about her, that love her, that do their best at parenting her the way they want to. And I don't always get to have a say in all of the things, and that's okay.
Yeah,
because it's just not my responsibility. That's the reality of being a stepmom, is sometimes things aren't my job, and that is not my job.
I love, you know, the last few words that you add on to that, like, that's not my job, and that's okay, mm-hmm. you know,
mm-hmm.
And it's getting to that point where you can say that's okay, you know.
Yeah, it is okay. And I wasn't okay with that for a really long time. Like, to me, a stepmom mm-hmm. you know, steps up, and when she sees a problem, she needs to step in and she needs to be heard. And, you know, and I did that, and like I said, caused so much conflict with the ex, because she saw the situation with the education very different than I did. And, you know, when I look at it through her eyes, as much as I still disagree with it, because I do, I still think that it should have been dealt with differently and should be dealt with differently. But in her eyes, she's probably looking at me like, nobody asked you. Like, I'm her mother.
Yeah, right.
You know, I'm her mother. I'm her caretaker. I am doing the things that I think should be done for my daughter. And who are you to swoop in and tell me that that's wrong? You know, and I look at it, if the roles were reversed, I wouldn't want someone coming in and telling me, you know, when I truly feel that I'm doing the best for my children and my decision is genuine and, you know, I've thought through it, I don't need someone else coming in and telling me that, no, that's wrong and you need to do it this way. So I think you said it earlier too, like it's easier to be angry and it's easier to, you know, hate people and be mad. But in that situation, when I look at it from her eyes, I understand that I was probably very frustrating to her. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's huge to be able to have that self-awareness. And I think it's something that takes stepmoms a long time to get to, because we get so caught up in the chaos and all of the things, you know, I mean, it just can be really difficult. Now you have got an ebook, The Unofficial Guide to Becoming an Empowered Stepmom. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about that. And then for anybody listening, I'm going to put a link in our show notes where you can go and get the ebook.
Yeah. So we named it that because it is an unofficial guide. And like we talked about in this episode, there's no one size fits all for every stepmom. So not every lesson that we talk about in this book is going to apply to each and every stepmom. But they are lessons that I have learned over 13 years of being a stepmom. And although they are short little lessons, they're so profound. And I know for a fact that they've already changed lives. They've changed my life. And they've changed other stepmoms. I've had stepmoms email me. I've worked with stepmoms that have said, like, this has changed the way that I look at things. This is changed the way I do things. Just knowing this and reading through this has just brought a new light, you know, to my journey and making me feel like there is hope. I'm very excited about it.
That's great. Well, and I love ending on that note that there is hope. There is hope. And for stepmoms out there, what you're feeling is normal. And I love this discussion. It was so great, Amelia. Thank you so much for joining me. I think it's so powerful to hear from other stepmoms who have been there, who have experienced the, you know, expectations game and feeling like, you know, things just are not turning out the way you had hoped, and then kind of climbing your way out of it, because that's sort of what we have to do sometimes, right?
Absolutely. Just as difficult as it is and as cliche as it sounds, like, we really do as stepmoms need to learn to let go of those expectations that you have, because you'll be so much happier for it. That is what I'd like to leave stepmoms on today.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. And again, you can find all of Amelia's information, how to contact her, in the show notes. And I'll put a link in there to her ebook as well. Thank you, Amelia.
All right. Thanks for having me.
That's it for this week. If you've enjoyed our chat, I hope you'll help spread the word. Share this episode with friends and head on over to wherever you listen to podcasts and leave me a review. And don't forget, for more great stepmom content, head on over to thiscustomlife.com and follow me on social media. Just search This Custom Life on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Pinterest. Until next time, you keep being you and know that we are in this together. See you here next week.